Rebecca. When Sarah died, Abraham realized he needed to find a wife for his son Isaac. He said to his servant, "I'm sending you back to my homeland so that you can find a wife for my son. Now promise me, you won't choose a woman from the people around here. Make sure she's from among my relatives." The servant was concerned. What if I find a woman and she's not willing to leave her home and come here? Perhaps I should take Isaac back there to marry her. Absolutely not. You're not to take Isaac back to that country. Listen, the Lord will send his angel before you. He'll prepare the way. And if the woman isn't willing to come back with you, then you're released from this assignment." After a long journey, the servant reached the town where Abraham's relatives lived. He stopped at the well on the outskirts of town and then prayed. Oh God, help me find the right woman for Isaac. Suddenly he had an idea. Lord, I'll ask a woman for a drink of water. I'll know she's the right one if she gives me a drink and then offers to draw water for all 10 of these camels. Soon a young woman named Rebecca came to the well. Oh, she was beautiful and virtuous, and she wasn't married. She filled her jar and started to walk away. The servant stepped forward and asked for a drink of water. She gave him one and then offered to draw water for all his camels. While she did this, the servant asked God to help him know for sure that this was the woman for Isaac. After Rebecca was done, the servant gave her several pieces of jewelry and asked, "Who's your family? And is there room in your father's house for my men and me to spend the night?" She told the servant the names of her father and grandfather, and the servant knew that they were Abraham's relatives. Rebecca said that there was plenty of room for them to spend the night. She then left the servant and ran home to tell her family about this conversation. Her brother was Laban, and when he saw the valuable jewelry, he hurried to the well to see who had given her these things. He said to the servant, "Come, we prepared a place for you and your servants, as well as the camels." Once they got to the house, the servant was invited to sit down and eat a meal with them. But he said, "Before we eat this meal, I must tell you my story." He then told them about the assignment Abraham had given him. He then said, "I prayed and asked God to show me the right woman for Isaac. As a sign, I asked that she'd be willing to give me a drink of water and then draw water for all the camels. Rebecca did exactly that. I believe that she's the woman God has chosen to be Isaac's wife." Laban and his father were amazed when they heard this story. They agreed with him and immediately gave their blessing. The next morning, they asked Rebecca if she was willing to go with Abraham's servant and marry Isaac. She said she was willing to go. So they blessed Rebecca and sent her with the servant. Isaac was in the field when he saw, off in the distance, the servant's caravan of camels. So he started walking towards it. Rebecca saw him coming their way. She asked the servant, Who's that man?" "Oh, that's my master, Isaac." So Rebecca covered herself with a veil. The servant told Isaac all about his trip and how God led him to just the right woman. So Isaac took Rebekah to be his wife, and the love between them was great.